Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Ayers here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Heather, it's almost Mother's Day. I know there are last-minute shoppers out there getting ready to celebrate moms tomorrow, and they need a last-minute gift. So Osmond Designs, a blank check. That is what every mom wants, a blank check to Osmond Designs. And someone else to watch your kids.
There we go. Well, Lindsay, I am a little biased. Obviously, I'm the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and we have something that every mom wants. Definitely, you know, sofas and rugs and pillows and candles and picture frames. You know, definitely something for everyone's budget. And, you know, there's no better place to spend your money than in your home, I believe. Right now, we have Parade of Home tickets available. I don't know any mom that would not love tickets to the Parade of Homes.
Normally, that's a great gift.
The prices are $20, but at Osmond Designs, we get to sell discount tickets, so they're $3 off per ticket. Plus, you save an additional dollar because you don't have to pay the online fee. So you actually are saving $4 per ticket, which is pretty cool. They're $17 each, and you get a free bag and a free lanyard that holds your ticket.
So love some free swag.
2 weeks of fun to see the latest and greatest of what's going on in Utah Valley for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes that's coming up on June 8th. So come by. We're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we're also running an anniversary sale. We've been in business for 20 years. I can't believe it. We're so old. And you can come in and you get an additional 20% off the entire store, locations in Lehigh and in Orem. And that 20% is in addition to our already no one beats our prices. So it's a lot of fun. Come join us. Today, I'm so excited about our show because we have Brian and Bonnie Morrow back on the show. It's been a little while, but welcome, you guys. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
Doing great. Nice. Hi. Thanks, Heather.
How's the fencing business?
It's good. It was a tough winter.
Sure.
Lots of snow.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of snow. But you guys do fencing the best of anyone in Utah. I'm just going to brag about you for a minute.
Thanks.
I personally have your fence in my own backyard, and it's the best. But first, let's introduce you guys individually and how you became involved in the fencing business. Brian.
Okay. Yeah, so Bonnie and I have been in the fencing business for, 27 years now.
Only 27?
27 years.
Lots of experience.
So we're a family-owned business. We're a small Utah business that serves the local area in Utah, as well as we ship our product outside of Utah and go into a number of states. So we ship all the way to Florida. In fact, we did just recently in a new temple that's opening up in Tampa, Florida. We did that one, so we've been all the way to there. And so we're really excited. We're busy right now.
Just a little busy.
We're busy. We're busy. The sun has come out, and so all that time that got backed up because of the bad weather is now hitting us now. So call early and get on the schedule.
Get on the schedule. Why did you get in the fencing business to begin with 27 years ago?
I had just finished college. I just finished my advanced degree, and believe it or not, it was in mathematics. So really had nothing to do with fencing or construction. But Bonnie was working at the time, and I had a little bit of free time before I was going to do another degree. But anyway, I had some time and came up with this idea and ended up getting a patent on it and started doing concrete fencing back at that time. And there were some people who wanted it, and we just kept going.
Love it.
It was great.
Yeah. And our daughters have actually grown up working in the business also, right in the concrete, right along with everyone else.
It's just a family-owned business.
Yeah, it sure is.
I love that. Okay, so Rhino Rock Fencing. Tell everyone what that actually is.
Okay, so what when we first started in the industry back in 1996, we developed a lot of the heavy concrete fencing, and those panels weighed about 4,000 pounds. And after installing those for a while, we kind of found out that it was a little bit hazardous, could be. And so we were worried about that. So we developed a lightweight product over a period of about 6 years, developed all the manufacturing for that. So rather than the panels weighing 4,000 pounds now, they only weigh 250 pounds, which is awesome because now you can get them into your backyard without heavy equipment destroying all of your very expensive landscaping. So that's the great thing about our product, is that you can get a very beautiful fence that will last a long time, that looks like a stone fence, and be able to get it into your backyard. In fact, sometimes our crews hand pack them right back into the yard without any equipment. And so that's a great advantage. It also gives us advantage to be able to ship those outside of the state fairly economically. And so we ship our product all over the country.
I was going to say, too, that you sometimes when you think of a concrete wall, you might think, that might not be that aesthetically pleasing in my backyard. But you guys make it look like it's just gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. When I talk to people, I let them know that it's like an M&M. It's encapsulated. So we have a really dense high foam center. It's really strong. And then it's encapsulated with concrete. And so you're only paying for the concrete that you need. We do have heavyweights, of course, that are solid all the way through. But when you're in somebody's backyard, you don't need all that concrete. So you're only paying for the concrete that you need. The columns are solid concrete. And then we have that special panel that goes in between those columns. And we can do any height all the way up to 8 feet, down to 3 feet. They have little baby panels that go all the way out to the sidewalk in front of your house. We also have a lot of people that will put wrought iron on top. And they can mix wrought iron in between the panels, or they can split the panel in half and have concrete on the bottom, wrought iron on the top, which is a gorgeous look. And we have just lots of different design options and colors to match your home. So,
and who doesn't love an M&M, right? I mean, everybody loves M&Ms.
I just love the look. What are some of the trends that you're seeing right now?
We're seeing a lot of trends mixed with wrought iron now. It's been really surprising. They like to run the panels, and then they'll run some panels with wrought iron, especially if they're doing around a pool area. Or lots of times people are worried about dogs, and so they want the baby panels. The city says you can only go up 3 feet high in your front yard. So they'll put the wrought iron in on top of that, and it looks beautiful, but they still have that protection that they're looking for.
I love all the color options. As a designer, I always, you know, we want it to be functional, but we want it to look great as well. What are some of the most popular colors you're seeing, and what's available out there?
Yeah, so what happens with our product is that it's a base concrete and it has a stone design on it. We do have some panels that have a flat design that a lot of people are using now for more modern style homes. And so we offer those two designs. But yeah, we basically have a lot of different colors that you can do. Our people who come in and color the fence once that it's installed actually take sponges and hand sponge the different colors onto the stone, and then they then spray a top coat over the top of that, which gives it some variation and gives it a really realistic look. And so those different colors, our standard colors, are available on our website at rhinorock.com. You can, it's really easy, just rhino like the animal and then rock.com. And you can choose a color there, or if you have some custom needs to try to match more closely to your home, then we can also do that.
I love that. So
Earth tones are hot right now, Heather. Earth tones.
I agree. Yeah.
Earth tones and gray bases.
Yeah. For a while it was gray, and now people are wanting to warm things up.
Yes.
That's definitely in my furniture and interior design stores as well. I think we just want warm and cozy.
Yes, we do.
And we live in the mountains, right? This entire Wasatch Front is just that warm, inviting, family-friendly environment, which I think is why people stay here and people are coming here, and it's just beautiful. I've always said fences make the best neighbors. So if you just have fences, then everyone knows what belongs to them, and you keep the dogs out, you keep the kids in, and then you can go hang out with your neighbors as you want, but it's just great to have a little privacy when you need it.
No property line disputes.
Exactly. Nothing to argue about. All is well. Love that. Okay, you guys are doing some Parade of Homes in Utah Valley. So excited about that.
Yeah, we are. We usually are in at least one or two Parade of Homes every year. And May is always super busy for that because, you know, Heather, everybody kind of drags it right out to
the end.
And since we're the fans, we're usually right towards the end. And so it's always a scramble for us.
And people can go and look at your fence in person. You can touch it. You can feel it. How else do people find you?
So the easiest way is just on our websites, just rhinorock.com, or you can give us a call at 801-735-8877. And we're also on Instagram, Facebook, so we're out there.
That's awesome. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. I am Lindsay Ertz with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem, so if you forgot it was Mother's Day tomorrow, get down there, grab mom some new furniture, some new throw pillows, some candles, some those Pura things you have that make your house smell really
good.
Those
are amazing.
Such good gifts for moms at Osmond Designs. But Heather, today we're talking about fencing because I didn't know that there was so much need for fencing in Utah.
I think there is definitely a trend for people just wanting low maintenance fencing, right? We've all had those wood fences that the sprinklers stain, and every year you're out there trying to update and refresh and refinish those. And I don't know about you, but on the weekends, I just don't want to be doing house projects. So today on the show, we have Rhino Rock fencing owners, Brian and Bonnie Morrow. Welcome back, you guys.
Thanks,
Hi,
Heather.
Thanks for having us.
It's always so much fun to have you on the show. And I have to just confess that I'm a huge fan because I have your fence in my backyard and I live on the bench, the east bench of Alpine, and I back the mountain. And so I just love that it just gives this great barrier. You know, on the news right now, specifically KSL, they're talking a lot about flooding. And, you know, I've added sandbags. I have this dry creek behind my home and I just sleep better at night knowing that I have this great sturdy fence that will hopefully keep any kind of water out of my walkout basement if needed.
It'll certainly help.
It'll definitely help. Absolutely.
Divert the flows.
Yes. What are some other current projects or, you know, things that Rhino Rock does to help keep homes safe?
Well, we just had one really cool thing happen that was unexpected this past year. In Riverton, they had a big fire across a field. And those flash fires go very fast. And it just lit up the whole field and burned all the way up to a Rhino Rock wall. It was a perimeter wall for one of the neighbors. Burned right up, burned up backside of the wall. Didn't hurt the wall at all, but it stopped the fire from going into this neighbor's backyard.
Oh, wow.
Which was, we were thrilled. The neighbor called and sent pictures and, you know, of course, we're not rated for anything like that, but we were really excited that our product performed like that and saved this neighbor's property.
I love that so much. Okay, it also has a great insulation factor and a sound barrier. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so it qualifies as a sound barrier. So a lot of people, when for their homes or on subdivisions like that, they'll put it up out on along a road in order to be able to cut out the noise. And so typically if your fence is tall enough and if it's taller than where your traffic is, it'll usually cut out about 50% of the sound noise, which is significant.
It's huge.
And it's a difference between sitting in your backyard and being really annoyed or having it be okay.
Yeah, so true. Okay, so for all you DIYers out there, you do provide that option with your fencing install.
Absolutely. We have lots of DIYers out in Utah and also in the neighboring states. They also come in and grab the panels to fence it themselves.
Yeah, so since it's a lightweight product, the panels only weigh about 250 pounds. We ship about half of our product now is for do-it-yourself. And so rather than hiring a contractor or hiring one of our team to be able to come and help you, and certainly we can help you, so we give you that option if you want to. But if you like to get your hands dirty and have a project, our product is great for that.
That's not me. I'll pay you to do it for me because I'm just like, I'll mess it up.
I just want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, there is no room for DIY in my life. Yeah.
Actually, we have a lot of women that do it. We're very surprised. Well, I've installed it myself, but I'm an owner. But we do have women that are on these do-it-yourself projects that are out there rolling up their sleeves.
There's a lot of Instagrammers like who redo homes, right? And they make a living off it, off Instagram. So I have no doubt they can do it. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, so we'll have some people come down to our facility and buy the product, and we load it up onto their trailer. And then we have some great installation videos, do-it-yourself installation videos on our website. Some of them have like 500,000 views.
What?
And you can come in and it'll take you step by step through how to install it. And then, of course, we support you in any way that you need. You can just call us on the phone. We have people who can help you if you have any questions.
We don't charge for that. You can call. We'll get you through your project.
Yep. That's amazing. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like COVID really turned us all into homebodies. Yeah. We just want to be home. And I believe that we're entertaining outside of our home more than ever, especially over the last maybe week now that we don't have as much snow, which is such a blessing. We just want to be outside. The fresh air, the sun, Mother's Day coming up. I think we're going to have a lot of people that want to be in their backyards and they'll be barbecuing. And like we've said, you just need a good fence.
Yes.
Just, you know, the sound barrier, the security, the dogs, the kids. It's just such a great investment. And it's affordable. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our product is less expensive than what like a heavy concrete fence would be. And so it is more affordable. So if you want something that's going to last a long time, something that you're not going to have to maintain. I don't know, Heather, have you had to go out and maintain your fence since it's been put in?
Not even once. And yeah. It's so good.
That's my kind of fence. Oh, never have to touch
it
again.
Yeah,
that's great. So it's really low maintenance and it's affordable. And so just give us a call. Give us a call or go onto our website and just schedule. We do free estimates. So if you give us a call, someone will come out. They'll look at it with you on your project and then be able to give you a full estimate.
One cool thing that you can do, because these backyards have become an extension of our regular home now, you know, we're paying for them in property taxes and people are saying, hey, I've got an extra house space out there. I'm going to use it. But one thing that you can do is go onto Google Earth and put your address in, and then you can pull that cursor line along your property boundaries, and that will tell you how many feet you're looking at. So when you're in your planning stages, you can see, okay, yeah, I want to fence here on the side yard and I need a fence on the backyard. And that's going to narrow it down very quickly for how many lineal feet you're looking at. Our fencing is sold by the lineal foot, not the square foot.
That's incredible. Okay, so you're listening to Rhino Rock Fencing. We have Brian and Bonnie Morrow on the show. They are the owners and founders of this business. I love supporting family-owned business and local Utah businesses. I own a business. I know how hard we work, so great job. Hats off to you. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osman of Osman Designs. She owns the stores in Lehigh and Orem, and it is a perfect spot to get down to if you need a last-minute Mother's Day gift, because let's be honest, I know some of you forgot that Mother's Day was tomorrow. So let me just tell you, as a mother, all I want is to not have to take care of my kids for half a second, even though I love them. Don't get me wrong. That's not me saying I don't love them. It's just I don't want to take care of anyone for a minute, and I want a blank check to Osman Designs.
There you go, Lindsay.
To redo
I love you.
My house and update it all.
You are so real, and I think we share that love for our homes. I don't know about you, Lindsay, but after work and just, you know, taking care of kids and driving them to all their activities, sometimes you just want to be home. You don't want to go anywhere.
Well, and I had a big birthday this week, Heather, and I'm old. Okay. And I'm just like, let me go home and do nothing.
Can we announce your big birthday?
Oh, sure.
How old, Lindsay?
Oh, I turned 40 this week.
This is a big one.
I know that's not old for some people, especially our listening audience. However, I struggled with it. I'll just be real. I really struggled with this birthday. I know I can't complain to people that are older than me, but... I feel like I'm having the midlife crisis a little bit early.
Oh,
it's
girl.
Okay. It's okay.
You're killing it in your life. I'm so proud of you.
It's so
and
fun.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm older than you. I'm 47, but I think the older I get, the more I just want to be home and be with people I love.
And you just learn what's important. You start to value different things, right? When you're younger, you're like, oh, I'm going to travel the world and do all this. And now I'm like, just get me home and like with my kids and
And just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cuddle and watch a movie.
Yeah. Traveling is fun and it just makes you appreciate home even more.
Yeah, for sure.
So for this segment, we're going to talk about just being homebodies and what that has done, specifically the pandemic, and why people are enjoying home and why the remodeling market has just blown up. People are getting larger homes, they're getting smaller homes, and they're right sizing their homes or just staying where they are and remodeling to make it somewhere that they love to be. So
it was so interesting to watch how the pandemic really helped the industry boom, right? Because there are some industries like hospitality that really hit rock bottom, understandably, and they're still bouncing back from it. However, home remodeling boomed during the pandemic because everyone was at home. Everyone was stuck in their four walls saying, I don't really like that paint color.
Exactly. The painting stores, I mean, every paint color was sold out across the country. There were huge lead times. Appliances were another thing that just had huge, huge, huge lead times. The bathroom bidets, toilet seats, they were just out of stock forever. Hot tubs, boats, cars, furnishings. I mean, all of those industries just absolutely blew up because we couldn't travel as much.
Yeah.
So that was great. There's a greater desire to be home. There's a lot of surveyors that were out there doing surveys on why people were doing the things that we were doing. And so I'm going to give you some of those stats today. The response from a specific survey said that 64% of homeowners strongly agreed that they had a greater desire to be home than they did before the pandemic. Mm. And I think that was so true in Utah.
Well, that was the only place you could be safe,
right?
Was with the people that you interacted with. And as long as they didn't leave the house, you could all be in the house together.
Yes, exactly. And I think the trend increased the requests for just making things simpler at home and making them more functional. So I did talk to appliance retailers this week, and they said that they were selling more coffee centers in kitchen projects. And I thought that was really interesting. I know in Utah, we love our beverage bars. So, you know, get those sodas and get all of the syrups and just having that in a butler's pantry or in, you know, on your kitchen counter so that it looked nice, so that we could just enjoy the little things of life. So I thought that was really funny.
I want to know the market numbers on pebble ice machines. How many people put pebble ice machines in their kitchens during the pandemic?
Okay, I'm a huge fan. I have one.
Right.
And it's incredible. And I have neighbors that come over and bring their Ziploc bags and fill it up and take it to their homes.
I'm going to drive to Utah County because I don't have one, and I'm going to come get it from
Lindsay,
you.
When I come to the KSL show next time, I'm bringing you a Ziploc bag of pebble ice.
Actually, we do have one of our soda machines here has pebble ice. So
okay, so
we're
you're
okay.
Set.
Yeah.
Get your Ziploc bag, take it home.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. So another area of the pandemic's influence was the popularity of outdoor living spaces for socializing and relaxation, which are larger, more luxurious, and better equipped than ever before. So in our previous episodes today, we had fence company Rhino Rock Fencing. Brian and Bonnie Morrow are the owners of that. And we just talked about how people are spending more time outside. Mm. And you don't always want your neighbors watching. You know, depending on the neighborhood that you live in, sometimes the homes can be pretty close together. Or if you're like me in Alpine, I sit just on shy of an acre, but there's deer. So it keeps all the deer out. I have a trail that goes behind my home. I back the mountain And I just don't want people looking in my backyard. So it's great. Functional and beautiful. So I think that's really, really important.
And the backyard was a savior during the pandemic as well for us, because we live in this, in the Sugar House area that like is notorious for small homes and small yards. But we found this gem that like you wouldn't know it from the front, but has a huge backyard.
Awesome.
And just being able to go outside and like play on summer nights when you couldn't go anywhere else to get takeout and eat on your back porch was like the highlight of your week.
Was huge. Right? Just getting some fresh air. Absolutely. Climate control features extending their use into the hotter and colder months, including fans and misters for the hotter months and fire features for the colder ones. Materials like porcelain slab countertops and decking also make these spaces heat and frost resistant. So a lot of people were updating their decking. And again, all those Home Depots and Lowe's, I mean, you would go up and down the aisles and it was like going to the grocery store where there were just so many empty shelves because they could not get the stuff in fast enough. So I think, you know, good on you, Utah. You just buy that stuff. It really, investing in your home is such a great, great investment, something you will use. And when you resell your home, you're just making improvements that will last. And again, you're enjoying them in the meantime. Home fitness is the other one that just continues
that
to
too.
Be so popular. And again, all the weight sets were unavailable. You could not get the free weights. Even though, you know, these spaces may be smaller and multi-use in some regions, I know some of even in my interior design projects, I would go to people's homes and they would convert part of their garage into this home gym because a lot of the gyms were closed at the time, which is crazy. But, you know, that saves time in driving to the gym.
Well, I'm sorry, gym owners. I'll never go back. I mean, I just roll out of bed and it's in my basement, and my husband lifts weights too. So we have all the weight I could ever lift in our basement, and I'll never go back.
And I love that you don't have to share a shower.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have
kind of
googly men or anything like that. Yeah,
it's the meat market, right?
Oh. Can wear what I want and not have to worry about it.
Exactly. And I will say that really all the stats and all of the surveys really said that home makes me happier. So I think if you love where you live, you generally are happier, which is so important. The Kitchen and Bath Association for 2022 said that most clients have been choosing easy to clean and sanitary surfaces, including hand-free faucets and universal design features that accommodate aging in place, all of which contribute to peace of mind. They're also adding comfort features like radiant flooring, bathroom storage with outlets for beauty tools, and large islands for entertaining, which
I need all that.
We're all getting a little spoiled. If you have these things, it's like having a heated steering wheel.
Right.
You're just never going back.
Right.
I mean, those heated floors in bathrooms are incredible.
And you don't realize how convenient they are until you get one after not having one and you're like, how have I lived like this for so long?
And so if you're thinking of remodeling your bathroom, maybe consider doing that in the master bath. I think that's a great thing.
Love it.
Great thing. Peace of mind, I think, is so, so important. Just being able to relax and not always having to maintain your home, in my opinion, is a huge thing.
Yeah.
People are ripping out their carpet to install hardwood floors because, you know, when it's clean, it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
With animals and kids, you don't really know what's growing in the carpet. It's usually when people buy a home, it's the first thing I say to rip out just because you don't know what's in that carpet from the previous owners. And
gross.
It might look good, but maybe we just don't want to know.
I don't want to know what's growing in my carpet under where the kids eat every day.
Exactly. Okay, so people are spending more and more time in their kitchens, believe it or not. I don't know. DoorDash, Uber Eats, those are huge, but a lot of people are being very creative in the new ways that links to healthy eating. So I generally am a healthy eater, but sometimes maybe not. So just, you know, I'm a Costco, I call it a Costco chef.
Yeah.
You know, here we
you
are.
You just buy the pre-made packages.
Being real on the KSL show.
Listen, no judgments here.
I don't like to make 6-hour sauces.
No.
I mean, I think it's great for
ain't
people
got
that
time
do.
For that. Yeah.
I just want to eat and then get on to the next thing and hang out with my kids and and go to the basketball games. And
you just eat for function.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I need to fuel myself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think just having a functional kitchen and being careful and smarter about meal prep and those things are, you know, definitely trending not only in Utah, but all across the country, which is awesome. I think people are becoming more knowledgeable about cooking as well. There are so many different appliances that make our busy lives easier. So being smarter about creating meals and cleaning and all of those pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic are so important. Appliance manufacturers are helping with this. They have the built-in recipe helpers, cooking app tie-ins, and remote operation. I don't know about you, Lindsay, but you can actually, I don't know if you've heard this, you can actually turn on your oven from your cell phone.
Oh, I know.
What?
Hashtag first world problems.
You know, you're at the home office and
you need to preheat the oven.
You just got to get that going on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're just, you know, making sure you're not burning your food. And I think that's incredible.
I don't know how many times I've called my husband to say, can you turn on the oven? I forgot to turn it on before I get home.
Yes, yep. Right? So ovens with steam. I had a steam oven that actually made the most incredible rolls. You wouldn't think that you could make bread in a steam oven, but of course, nothing healthier than even, you know, all the vegetables and different things, which is a lot of fun. Smart ventilation, induction cooktops, enhanced refrigeration with flex drawers that switch from fridge to freezer. What is going on?
We're spoiled, man.
So spoiled.
Yeah.
I know. We are so blessed. We live in Utah. We have access to all of these fun bells and whistles. You'll see it at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes coming up. It is Mother's Day. Come and buy some discount tickets to the Parade of Homes. In fact, we're giving away 2 free parade tickets at each location, 2 in Orem, 2 in Lehigh. Whoever comes into either store and say that you heard it on the KSL radio show today will receive those tickets in addition to a free bag and free lanyards for the upcoming parade.
Free stuff.
Free stuff. Gotta love it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. She just announced that first 2 people into her Orem and Lehigh stores get free Parade of Homes tickets. I don't know if they're gone yet. If they are, sorry, you're out of luck. But Orem and Lehigh, that's where they are if you want to swing by the Osmond Designs today. But it's a great place to get if you forgot that tomorrow's Mother's Day. Heather, tell me some of your top selling things that people are coming in for Mother's Day and getting.
Okay, so last week we talked about the Parade of Home tickets being on sale. So those have definitely been a hot seller this
week. That's a great gift. Yeah.
Buy some for yourself. Buy some for a gift for your sweet mom or your friends or your sister, you know, all the things. And that is always a huge treat. And they're only $17. So
yeah,
that's huge.
That's great.
Okay. We love the Puras. There's nothing like a home that smells good. So we're selling a lot of those spring fragrances, the florals and the fresh citruses and getting out of those fall and winter scents. And I think that just promotes just a healthy, happy home when you walk in from work or if you're just at home all day. I mean, it just makes you so happy. So that's definitely a hot seller. All those spring pillows are flying out the door. All
love
the
that.
Florals, they make me so happy. Candles, again, are always a hot seller. Succulents.
Yeah.
I think we all just want a little greenery in our lives. So if you don't have greenery on your nightstand or a floral on your nightstand or on the end table, those are always a great, great, you know, buy that is inexpensive that can make a huge impact. So definitely check those out. We also want to give a shout out to Central Bank. If you are considering buying a home, definitely check out Central Bank. They are loyal and trusted bankers and friends of our community. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are title sponsors with the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, along with Osmond Designs. They are who I use for banking. They also provide HELOC loans, so home equity lines of credit that you can do remodeling projects. You can install the fence. We featured Rhino Rock fencing on the show earlier. We had Brian and Bonnie Morrow on the show with us today, and they do such a great job. Now that it's springtime, it's a great time to look outside and see what needs to be updated. And, you know, that curb appeal is more important than ever, not only for your own enjoyment, but also for increasing your property values, which I think is fantastic.
Heather, you know what I would love for Mother's Day? What if I just got someone to come and rearrange my furniture in my house? Not necessarily buy anything new, although I'd love to buy all new furniture at Osmond Designs. But what if just one of your interior designers came in and told me, your couch is not centered right, or you need just spend like maybe $100, get a new rug and some pillows, and you could redo this whole space, like just those interior design services. I don't have those skills. Yeah. I lack them.
Oh, Lindsay, you know, we do offer interior design services. It's $85 for a 1 hour consultation. It makes a great gift.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to have an experienced designer come in and give you their opinion on not only scale, but, you know, hopefully make some goals with you and rearrange things to make it look better so that you enjoy what you currently have. And then if you have things that you would like to remodel, we'll help you save money and spend where it's necessary and where it's needed, but also save money for you as well. I think that your home really is your best investment. Think about loving your home. If you don't, give us a call and we're happy to come to your home. We do have the Utah Valley Parade of Homes coming up. You can walk through these homes. It's $17 per ticket, which is the discounted price. And you can get inspiration on paint colors and backsplash tile, countertops, furnishings, all the things, so that you can hopefully incorporate one of those items into your current living space and just love it.
Yeah, and I don't have the skills to be able to like visualize. I can see a picture and say, do this.
Yeah.
But I can't even picture it in my own space, even if someone is like pointing it out to me. I don't know why. I just can't. I'm a very visual person, so I have to be able to see it to really picture it. So
I
need you and your team to come in and do this.
Yes, Lindsay. So we have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle, the best designer brands in the industry.
Yeah, you have something for everybody. Osmond Design Stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather's back again with us next week. Thank you for joining us on The Real Estate Show.